ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. விவேக சூடாமணி ஸ்லோகா 507. கர்த்தாபி வா காரயிதாபி நாஹம் போக்தாபி வா போஜயிதாபி நாஹம் திரஷ்டாபி வா தர்ஷயிதாபி நாஹம் சோஹம் ஸ்வயம் ஜோதிரநீதிருகாத்மா. ஸோ இன் த லாஸ்ட் வெபினார் வி சா த ஸ்டூடண்ட் சேயிங் ஐ ஆம் தி செல்ஃப் எவிடென்ட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தீஸ் நேம்ஸ் லைக் கர்த்தா, காரயிதா, போக்தா, போகயிதா, திரஷ்டா, தர்ஷிதா, தே ஆர் ஆல் ஓன்லி ரிலேஷனல் நேம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஐ ஹாவ் நோ ரிலேஷன்ஷிப். ஐ ஆம் ஸ்வயம் ஜோதிஹி ஆத்மா அஸ்மி. அநீத்ருக், அநீத்ருக் மீன்ஸ் நிர்குணா, நிர்குண ஆத்மா, ஹூ கேனாட் பி டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் ஆஸ் திஸ் ஆர் தேட். தட் இஸ் தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி வேதாந்திக் டீச்சிங் இஸ் வாட் அகங்காரா இஸ் வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம் அண்ட் ஆத்மா இஸ் பாரமார்த்திகம் சத்தியம். ஸ்லோகா 508. சலத்யுபாதௌ பிரதிபிம்பலௌல்யம் ஔபாதிகம் மூடதியோ நயந்தி ஸ்வபிம்பபூதம் ரவிவத்விநிஷ்க்ரியம் கர்த்தாஸ்மி போக்தாஸ்மி ஹதோஸ்மி ஹேதி. ஸோ த ஸ்டூடண்ட் ஹியர் ஹீ பாயிண்ட்ஸ் அவுட் தட் அகங்காரா இஸ் தி ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஆபாச சைத்தன்யம் which obtains in the reflecting medium, which is the body-mind complex. And we also know the other name for it, the upadhi, the medium. And when this reflecting medium, when that moves, then the reflection also is bound to move and undergo transformations. But the student says, whatever happens to the reflection does not happen to the original. Since this fact is not known, whatever be the defect of the reflection, I am falsely attributing to I, the original consciousness. And because of this wrong attribution, I struggle in the world saying that I am suffering, I am going through agony, I am dying, I am separated from people. Separation is only for the pratibimba chaitanyam, when the sthula shariram, the grass body separates. But I, the original consciousness, does not get separated from anyone. Nor do I die when the reflecting medium collapses also. Not doing this, the people, they all cry. So, kartasmi, boktasmi, hatosmi, all the cries of people. That's what the student says. So, upadav chalati sati. When the reflecting medium of body, all those mind complex, chalati. Chalati means it's moving. So, Chalati is Sati Saptami, seventh case of Chalat. It's not a verb here, you know, present participle, seventh case. So, Upadav Chalati Sati, when the body, mind, complex, the reflecting medium is moving, Pratibimba Laulya, Pratibimba, the reflected consciousness, also has Laulyam. Laulyam means Chalana, movement. So, Upadhi Chalane, Pratibimba Chalana. When the reflecting medium moves, the reflecting consciousness, reflected consciousness also moves. And this movement of the reflection is called aupadikam here. So, aupadikam means what? Caused by the reflecting medium. So, the reflecting medium induced movement that is there for the reflected consciousness also. And what do people do? Mudadiyaha, mudadiyaha, swabimba bhutam nayanti. Mudadiha means the indiscriminate people who cannot discriminate the relative consciousness and the original consciousness. And here the problem is the reflected face, the reflected relative or reflected consciousness. So the reflected face and the original face are physically apart. There is a distance. For example, when you look at a mirror, your face, the original face, and the reflection in the mirror, there is a distance between them, a few feet, whatever. And therefore, I can clearly show that only the reflected face is moving. The original face is not moving. But when it comes to reflected consciousness and original consciousness, unfortunately, there is no physical distance at all. In the mind itself, reflected consciousness is also there. In the very same mind, overlapping the reflected consciousness, the original consciousness also is there. And therefore, the differentiation becomes very difficult. In Jagrat Avastha, in the waking state, when I am experiencing localization, localization means what? I am in this place, I am in that place, that localization feeling, that is because of reflected consciousness. And in deep sleep, Sushupti also, I have consciousness, but I don't feel that I am located in this place or that place. Therefore, in Sushupti, I have the original consciousness. Whereas in Jagrat Avastha, the original consciousness also is there, but the localized consciousness makes me feel that I am localized. And the original consciousness is lost sight of in the Jagrat Avastha. Therefore, if you have to recognize the unlocalized consciousness, what should one do? You have to sleep. But if you go to sleep, then you are not there to say that. Because in sleep, we cannot say that. Therefore, using the localized consciousness in Jagrat Avastha, one should own up the unlocalized consciousness which is obtaining in Sushupti, in deep sleep. In Jagrat Avastha, you have to recollect the Sushupti Chaitanyam. Therefore, it is not an ordinary thing at all. So, Mudadiyaha, those who cannot differentiate the unlocalized and the localized consciousness, Nayanti. Nayanti means what? They transfer, they carry, they transpose. Transpose what? Pratibimba Laulyam, the movement of the reflection, the movement which belongs to the reflection only. They transfer that to Swabimba Bhutam. That is the third line if you look at it. They transfer it to the original consciousness, Swabimba Bhutam. Grammatically, actually, the sentence should read as what? Mudadiyaha Pratibimba Laulyam. Swabimba Bhutam Nayanti. Indiscriminate people, they transfer the motion of reflected consciousness falsely to the original consciousness. In fact, transfer means the attribute. It is not physical transfer of the motion from Pratibimba to Bimba. We have to understand that clearly. For that, he is giving an example here. Ravivat. Ravi means Suryan. So, like the original sun, that is the original consciousness, which is Vinishkriyam, it is motionless. So the original consciousness can be compared to the original motionless sun in the sky. And the motion of the reflected consciousness, that can be compared to the motion of the reflected sun in a moving mirror or in a pond of water or in turbulent waters. So Vinishkriyam Nayanti. And how do we know that we have the mistake? How do we know that? What is the proof that one has been indiscriminative, one has transferred? How do we know that? He says, from his expression we come to know. He claims, aham kartasmi, which you should never be claiming at all. He should claim, aham akarta, original consciousness as me. But he always claims, I am karta. So he has taken ahankara seriously and says, kartasmi. And even kartasmi is okay. Still, what is what? Aham bhoktasmi also. I am bhokta. All the time, battered by prarabdha karma, I say aham bhoktasmi. That means what? Asamsari asmi. And hatosmi. That means I am finished. My life is closed. No way out at all for me. So, all kinds of thoughts. These are all actually within quotation we should take. And heti. Heti should be split into ha iti. Ha is an exclamation. Oh, what a lot for me. You know, in Tamil they say ayyo and all that thing. You know, because of indiscrimination alone, all the tragedies of life, they occur. Tragedies are not because of events in life, but due to one event in our intellect. That intellectual event is confusion. Instead of adjusting the external events, we have to only adjust that one wrong event in the intellect, and that is indiscrimination. Shloka 509. Jale vapi stale vapi lutatyesha jadatmakaha నాహం విలిప్యే తద్ధర్మై ఘటధర్మైర్న భూయతాం. సో ఫ్రమ్ ది స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ దెర్ ఆర్ నో ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ అట్ ఆల్, అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార దెర్ ఇస్ నో ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆల్సో. వీ కెన్ ఓన్లీ రీప్లేస్ వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ బై అనదర్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్. అండ్ ఇన్ ది కేస్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రబల ప్రారబ్ధ, దిస్ పవర్ఫుల్ ప్రారబ్ధ, ఈవెన్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. దెర్ఫోర్ ద ఓన్లీ వే అవుట్ ఇస్ వాట్, మేక్ ది అహంకార ఇన్సిగ్నిఫికెంట్, మేక్ ఇట్ అపియర్ స్మాల్ సో దట్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విల్ అపియర్ స్మాలర్. ఇన్ వేదాంత వాట్ వీ డూ ఇస్ వీ గెట్ అ హయ్యర్ విషన్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ అహంకార బికమ్స్ ఇన్సిగ్నిఫికెంట్. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అభిభవ మెథడ్ విచ్ ఐ మెన్షన్డ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ ఆల్సో. వెన్ ద సన్ రైసెస్ ఇట్స్ లైట్ ఈస్ వెరీ బ్రిలియంట్ దట్ ది స్టార్స్ ఆర్ డెస్ట్రాయిడ్, దే డిసపియర్ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ సైట్. ది డాస్టర్ డిస్ట్రాయిడ్ మీన్స్ వాట్, దే ఆర్ స్టిల్ దేర్ బట్ దే డిసపియర్ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ సైట్. సిమిలర్లీ వెన్ ది ఆత్మ సూర్య, వెన్ దాట్ రైసెస్ ఆత్మజ్ఞాన సూర్య, వెన్ దాట్ రైసెస్ ది అహంకార ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విల్ నాట్ బి కన్సిడర్డ్ వర్త్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ అట్ ఆల్. సో హీ సేస్ ఏష జటాత్మక, ది ఇన్నర్ బాడీ, జటాత్మక మీన్స్ ది ఇన్నర్ బాడీ, ఫ్రమ్ ద ఆత్మ యాంగిల్, ఫ్రమ్ ది ఆత్మ యాంగిల్ ఇట్స్ ఇన్నర్ బాడీ. వన్ విల్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ రెఫర్ టు ద బాడీ యాజ్ ఐ, హూ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ 60 years, 70 years old, యు నో, దర్ ఫోర్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సెలబ్రేట్ మై సదాభిషేకం షష్ఠీ పూర్తి. సో దిస్ బాడీ హ్యాస్ బీన్ సో కేర్ఫుల్లీ వాచ్డ్ ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ నరిష్డ్, అండ్ దాట్ బాడీ హీఈస్ రెఫరింగ్ టు యాజ్ ఏష జడాత్మక. దిస్ ఇన్సెన్షియంట్ ఇన్సిడెంటల్ బండిల్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్లెష్ అండ్ బోన్, బ్లడ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ మ్యారో, విచ్ విల్ కంటిన్యూ ఇన్ దిస్ ఫార్మ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్సిడెంటల్ ప్రారబ్ధ. లెట్ ఇట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్, లెట్ ఇట్ మూవ్ అబౌట్ ఎనీవేర్, లుఠావ్ మీన్స్ మూవ్ అబౌట్, లెట్ ఇట్ నాక్ అబౌట్. ఏషహ హీ డస్ నాట్ సీ, వీ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై దిస్ బండిల్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్లెష్ దట్ టు ఇట్స్ అ డెడ్ ఫ్లెష్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ జడమ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇనర్ట్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇనర్ట్ బాడీ, లెట్ ఇట్ మూవ్ అబౌట్, నో ఇష్యూ అట్ ఆల్. జలే వాపి స్థలే వాపి, జలే మీన్స్ ఇన్ వాటర్, ఎదర్ ఇన్ వాటర్ ఆర్ స్థలే ఇన్ ల్యాండ్ ఆర్ ఇన్ స్కై, వేర్ ఎవర్ లెట్ ఇట్ మూవ్ ఎనీవేర్. అహం న విలిప్యే, ఐ హ్యావ్ నో కనెక్షన్ టు దిస్ బాడీ అట్ ఆల్, ఐ మీన్స్ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్. సో ఐ ఆమ్ అన్కనెక్టెడ్ టు దిస్ బాడీ, అండ్ కాన్సిక్వెంట్లీ సో వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, తద్ధర్మై ఆల్ ది ధర్మాస్ నాట్ కనెక్టెడ్ టు ఇట్స్ ప్రాపర్టీస్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ, హియర్ మీన్స్ ప్రాపర్టీస్, ద ప్రాపర్టీస్ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ ఆల్సో ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ కనెక్టెడ్ టు దెమ్, దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓల్డ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ డయింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ సిక్, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్, ఆల్ దీస్ ప్రాపర్టీస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ నో కనెక్షన్ అట్ ఆల్. అహం అసంగ అస్మి, ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ వాట్ ఘట ధర్మై నభో యథ, హీ గివ్స్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, జస్ట్ యాజ్ ద స్పేస్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ అఫెక్టెడ్ బై ది అరైవల్ అండ్ డిపార్చర్ ఆఫ్ పాట్ అండ్ బై ద ప్రాపర్టీస్ ఆఫ్ ద పాట్ ఆల్సో, ఈవెన్ దో ద స్పేస్ ఈస్ గివెన్ ఏ న్యూ నేమ్ వెన్ ద పాట్ అపియర్స్, వాట్ డు వీ కాల్ ఇట్ పాట్ స్పేస్, ద స్పేస్ ఇన్ సైడ్ ద పాట్ వీ కాల్ ఇట్ పాట్ స్పేస్, ఘటాకాశ. సో వెన్ పాట్ డిసపియర్స్ వీ రిమూవ్ ద నేమ్, బట్ రిమెంబర్ ఈవెన్ ద అడిషన్ అండ్ విత్డ్రాల్ ఆఫ్ నేమ్ డస్ నాట్ మేక్ ఎనీ డిఫరెన్స్ టు స్పేస్, డిఫరెన్స్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ అవర్ నేమింగ్, నథింగ్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు స్పేస్. సిమిలర్లీ ఐ ఆమ్ ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ విద్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ లైక్ ద పాట్, ద బాడీ అపియర్స్ అండ్ డిసపియర్స్, నథింగ్ హ్యాపన్స్ టు మీ ది చైతన్యం. దేర్ఫోర్ ఘట ధర్మై నభః, నభః మీన్స్, నభః మీన్స్ ఆకాశః, నలిప్యతే నాట్ అఫెక్టెడ్ యథ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే. శ్లోక 510, కర్తృత్వ భోక్తృత్వ కలత్వమత్తత జటత్వ బద్ధత్వ విముక్తదాదయ బుద్ధేర్వికల్పానతు సంతి వస్తుతః స్వస్మిన్ పరే బ్రహ్మణి కేవలే ద్వయే. ఆల్ ది సంసారిక్ నోషన్ దే ఆల్ బిలాంగ్ టు ది ఇంటలెక్చువల్ పర్సెప్షన్ అలోన్, ఆల్ నోషన్ ఇస్ అ రాంగ్ పర్సెప్షన్. Therefore, changing the perception alone is the solution. He says, Kartrutvam, the notion that I am a karta, హాంటెడ్ బై ఆల్ ది సంచిత కర్మ, ప్రారంధ కర్మ, ఆగామి కర్మ, చేస్ ఫ్రమ్ వన్ జన్మ టు అనదర్ జన్మ. సో బై దీస్ త్రీ కర్మాస్ ద నోషన్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ కర్త దట్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు వాట్ బిలాంగ్స్ టు ద ఇంటలెక్ట్. ఆత్మ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ కర్తృత్వం. సిమిలర్లీ భోక్తృత్వం, ది ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ కాస్ట్ బై ది కర్మ, వాట్ ఎవర్ కర్మ ఐ డూ. దెన్ కలత్వం, కలత్వం మీన్ యు నో ద మీన్నెస్ అండ్ దుష్టత్వం. సో దట్ సెన్స్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ అ దుష్ట ఆర్ గుణవాన్, ఐఎమ్ అ యు నో గుణవాన్, ఆల్ దాట్. సో దెన్ మత్తత ఐఎమ్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ ఆల్ దీస్ వేరియస్ నోషన్స్ అఫెక్టెడ్ బై మోహ, మూఢత్వం, యూ కెన్ టేక్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో అస్ మూఢత్వం. అండ్ జడత్వం, దట్ ఐఎమ్ డల్ ఆర్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ అన్ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పర్సన్. దెన్ ది లాస్ట్ టూ మెయిన్ వన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో పుట్ హియర్, బద్ధత్వం. బద్ధత్వం మీన్స్ ఐఎమ్ బౌండ్. అండ్ విముక్తాదయ, దట్ ఐఎమ్ లిబరేటెడ్ ఆల్సో. ఆల్ దీస్ నోషన్స్, ఐఎమ్ బౌండ్, ఐఎమ్ లిబరేటెడ్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ వాట్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద బుద్ధి. ఆత్మ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ లిబరేషన్ అట్ ఆల్. లిబరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్? వేర్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో బాండ్, వెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ అ బాండేజ్ ఓన్లీ దెర్ ఇస్ అ లిబరేషన్, దెర్ నీడ్స్ బి అ లిబరేషన్. ఆత్మ నెవర్ హ్యాడ్ ఎనీ బాండేజ్ అట్ ఆల్. ది వెరీ వర్డ్ లిబరేషన్ ఈస్ మీనింగ్లెస్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు ఆత్మ. దర్ ఫోర్ వైస్ మెన్ దే విల్ నెవర్ సే ఐ ఆమ్ లిబరేటెడ్, ఐ డూ నాట్ రిక్వైర్ లిబరేషన్ బికాస్ ఐ నెవర్ హ్యావ్ బాండేజ్. సో టు బి లిబరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్? నో బాండేజ్. దెన్ వాట్ అబౌట్ లిబరేషన్? లిబరేషన్ ఈజ్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద నోషన్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ బౌండ్. It is not a physical change, it is not a worldly change at all, liberation, but it is only an intellectual, rational transformation. The notion changes, that I am bound, that changes. And what about emotional change? All the emotional changes are not freedom. They are all the result, the phalam of the cognitive change. So emotional change caused by cognitive change is called the liberation. Emotional change caused by intellectual understanding, that is called the liberation. Therefore, he says, buddhehe vikalpa. Because all problems are in our intellect only, in the buddhi. Vikalpa means notion. So, vastutaha nasanti. None of them is there in the atma, the substance, vastutaha, the real you. So, vastutaha means the paramarthikam drishtyam, none of them is there. So, none of them means what? All this kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, whatever he just mentioned. And swasmin, in oneself, swasmin, the atma, which is param brahma kevalam advayam, which is the paramarthikam brahma. Param means paramarthikam brahma here, which is kevalam. Kevalam means without a second, only. And advayam, there is, it is non-dual, there is no second one. Kevalam also means non-dual, both. So the question comes, why it is repeated? Because kevalam also is non-dual and advayam also is non-dual. One might wonder why it should be repeated. We take it as one only to negate the sajatiya duality and another to negate the vijatiya duality. I hope you all remember all the sajatiya and vijatiya duality. Sajati, just only to give the same example that we gave earlier, sajatiya duality means duality belonging to the same species. For example, like one man having another man, that is sajatiya dvaitam. And a man having, for example, a stone or some object with him other than himself, that is called vijatiya dvaitam, different species. So from the standpoint of atma, what happens now? Since there is no second atma, sajatiya dvaitam is not there. Since there is no second anatma, vijatiya dvaitam also is not there. Therefore, there is no second atma also, and there is no anatma also. Therefore, kevala advaye brahmani. The next shloka is actually an odd shloka with an odd meter. So it is called Vishama Vrittam. We have seen similar things earlier, so we cannot chant it. So we will read it like prose. Shloka 511. సంతు వికారాః ప్రకృతేః దశధా శతధా సహస్రధా వాపి కిం మే సంగచితే స్థైః న ఘనః క్వచిదంబరం స్పృశతి. all these shlokas, they can be appreciated only when we look at ahankara from the standpoint of atma. So otherwise these shlokas, they will look very funny and even, you know, unswallowable, because we are discounting all our problems as meaningless, all nothing, you know. Therefore, remember, when you are looking at the world from the ahankara standpoint, all the problems are really serious from the ahankara standpoint. So all these shlokas one can appreciate only when one spends a lot of time in the paramarthika. And that is why they often say sannyasa ashrama helps, because he does not deal with worldly problems. He doesn't have anything else to do. So when a person is grahastha, who is soaked in all worldly problems, he should become perhaps temporarily a sannyasi, detached from family and all, and spend some time only in atma. So prakritehe vikaraha santam. Let prakriti undergo all modifications. Biggest crisis is what? Is nothing but a modification of prakriti only. What is death? For a Vedantin, death is nothing but what? Matter transforming, matter undergoing one of the six modifications. Asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. All these various six modifications, which is inevitable transformations in matter. And one such transformation is maranam, death also. So if you look at maranam as one such transformation, in the death of anyone, it requires tremendous time and energy to understand. Therefore, time factor also becomes equally important. How much we spend on ahankara, how much time we spend on atma, let us look. Wherever we spend more time, that will be more real, it will appear more real. Wherever we spend less time, that will appear less real. So if we spend time on atma, for example, 1 hour a week coming to the webinar. When webinar is there, then atma will be pratibhasikam, not even vyavakarikam. And all our crises will be not even vyavaharikam, they will all appear paramarthikam, because they will appear very real. So our problems, they become paramarthikam now. And atma is pratibhasikam, because we spend more time on all our problems than atma. Now, if ahankara should become pratibhasikam and atma should become paramarthikam, time factor becomes very important. And so the student stays here. Having spent sufficient time on atma, he says, let there be modifications in prakriti. Dashadaha, so intense, tens of modifications, let it be there. Shatadaha, let it be in hundreds, in tens or in hundreds, or in thousands, sahasradhavapi. Even if it is there in hundreds and thousands, doesn't matter at all to me. Kim me asangachite. I have spent time on my real nature, asangachitehe, not for minutes or hours, for months. I have dwelt on my nature all the time, asangaha, asangachitaha. Kimme, what is going to happen? Staihi, what? So, vikaraihi, asangachitaha, chit means here consciousness, and asanga, without any relationship. And he gives an example also here. Ghana ambaram kvachit nasprishati. The cloud that does not affect the sky at any time, even though it is intimately moving in space, it can never wet the space. Ghanaha means the cloud here, megaha. Ambaram, ambaram means the sky. So it does not affect the sky at all. Shloka 512. Avyakta ಸ್ಥೂಲಪರ್ಯಂತಮೇತದ್ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಯತ್ರಾಭಾಸಮಾತ್ರಂ ಪ್ರತೀತಂ ವ್ಯೋಮಪ್ರಖ್ಯಂ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಮಾದ್ಯಂತಹೀನಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಯತ್ತದೇವಾಹಮಸ್ಮಿ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ವ್ಯಾವಹಾರಿಕ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ದಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್, ಪಾರಮಾರ್ಥಿಕ ಆತ್ಮ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಮೋರ್ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಯಲ್. Where you spend more time, that will be more real. And therefore, spend more time in invoking the paramarthika atma, which is nididhyasanam, that we have been telling all the time. So time plays a very important role in converting the order of reality. So he says, yad brahma tat devaham asmi. That which is known as Brahman, that Brahman I am. Spend more time in invoking that Brahman. That will make the Atma Paramarthikam and Ahankara into Pradipasikam. Therefore, in the three shlokas, 512, 13 and 14, Shankaracharya, he also repeats the same thing. Repetition indicates dwelling upon. Dwelling upon means spending more time. So if you say, I don't have time, then pray to Lord to get more time. So Shastra has prescribed sannyasa ashrama for buying time alone. Therefore, if you do not take to sannyasa ashrama, we have to adjust the grahastha ashrama in such a way that we can give time for dwelling on this truth. Vedanta does not say you should take sannyasa ashrama, because there are some, you know, Paramananda Sishyas who take sannyasa and engage in so many other activities. Therefore, sannyasa ashrama also is meaningless if it is not utilized for invoking paramarthikam satyam. Therefore, changing the ashrama is not what we want. Are you able to spend quality time on dwelling on the teaching? That's what one has to do. So once it has become natural to oneself, that is what is called vidvat sannyasa. Vidvat sannyasa means what? You have become internally a sannyasi, and therefore whatever you do, wherever you go, Pashyan, Shripsiprashan, Jekaran, Ashnan, Shrinvan, we saw all that, Bhagavad Gita. But until that nishtha takes place, giving quality time is inevitable. So the student indicates by repetition. You know, if I look, when we see the fourth line, this says, which is repeated in all the three shlokas, Aham Tadeva Asmi. I am not the Ahankara. I am not father, mother, husband, wife, nor son. These are all Ahankara's characteristics. I am none of them. Aham Advaitam Brahmaiva. I am the non-dual Brahman. One has to invoke that repeatedly, as often as possible. And what type of Brahman? You have to go to the third line. Advaitam. Advaita means non-dual. I am that non-dual Brahman. Vyoma Prakhyam, which is comparable to Akasha. Akasha Tulyam. That means I am formless. We have earlier seen that Akasha and Atma have so many things in common. All those things I should remember now. And Sukshmam, I am extremely subtle. That means what? I am unobjectifiable. And Adhyanta Heenam, without any beginning, Adi and Anta, beginning and end, Adi Antarahitam, Heenam means without. And Yatra, in which Brahman, Vishwam Pratitam, this entire universe appears. Yetat Vishwam Pratitam. And what type of universe it is? Avyaktadi Sthula Paryantam. The universe beginning from Maya, Avyaktam. Avyaktam means Maya. Up to Sthulam. Sthulam means the physical body. So the whole universe beginning from Maya to the physical body is appearing in which Brahman? That Brahman, the substratum, I am. That is what one should want. And what type of world it is? Abhasa Matram, which is Mithya. Abhasa means here Mithya. So, I am the space-like substratum of the universe. Everything happens in me, but nothing happens to me. That Brahman I am. Shloka 513. Sarvadharam sarvavastu prakasham sarvakaram sarvagam sarvashunyam nityam shuddham nischalam nirvikalpam brahmadvaitam yatra devaham asmi. So Acharya also repeats to indicate the kala, the amount of time a person would spend. That plays a very important role in assimilating this knowledge. Quality of attention is not enough, quantity also plays an important role. Unless a person has come heavily prepared in this janma, for example, he has done such a great, you know, sadhana in the previous janma, so he comes very prepared in this janma. So there are some people who have got purva janma, you know, samskaras, and so they require only minimum time now for transformation. But for majority of people, it is not so. So whether I require more time or not, how do I know? Because that is another question. Am I a prodigy requiring less time in Vedanta, or am I a non-prodigy requiring more time? How do I know that? See whether the Vyavaharika problems are affecting you too much. If the Vyavaharika problems, day-to-day problems affect you too much, it requires more time in Vedanta. And if you find you are able to withstand the crisis and forget it and brush aside as pinpricks, then it means one does not require to spend that much time. So that is preparedness. So it is not an universal rule. That is why sannyasa also is not a universal truth, sannyasa ashrama. Whether one requires it or not depends upon the assimilation factor. And the assimilation is known by our mental balance to problems. Therefore, here the student says, if you like, take the fourth line, it is also again repetition. So, Brahma Dvaitam, Yatta Devaham Asmi, I am that Brahman. And what type of Brahman? He puts it here in a different language. Sarvadharam, I am the basic support of all. Sarvadharam. When we say support, Atma has to be compared to Akasha. Then, whatever this thing has to be considered as Sarvadharam, the next one is Sarva Vastu Prakasham. I am the illuminator of everything also, every object. So, Akashaha Aham Asmi and Prakashaha also Aham Asmi. I am not only the support, I am also the illuminator of all the objects. And Sarvakaram, all the Akaras, Akaras means forms, all the forms belong to me. Because the entire world is Namarupa, resting on me alone. There is no second substance to which the Namarupa can belong. Because there is only one substance, and so all the Namarupas, whatever I see, they all have to rest on that one substance only. That I am, that substance. And Sarvagam, I am all pervading. And Sarvashunyam, really speaking, all the forms are and names are not in me also. All the Namarupas are resting in me, but all the Namarupas are not in me. How subtle. They are all resting in me, but they are not in me. What is the meaning here actually? Just like the entire dream world is resting in me, but the entire dream is not real. Similarly, Namarupas are mithya, as good as non-existence. Nityam, I am eternal. Shuddham, I am ever pure. Nishchalam, I am motionless. And Nirvikalpam, I am divisionless. Such a Brahman I am. So the student says, I have given time, therefore I have assimilated this knowledge. Shloka 514. Yat pratyastasesha maya visesham pratyagrupam pratyaga pratyayagamyamanam satyajnanantamanandarupam brahmadvaitam yatta devahamasmi. So the fourth line is the same again. I am that non-dual Brahman of the above description. The description of Brahman is given in the first three lines here. Yat pratyasta asesha maya visesham. Visesha means all attributes here, gunaha. And maya visesha means the attributes caused by maya, the attributes which are mithya, unreal attributes. So vyavaharika attributes we can say, they are not ultimately real. So asesha maya visesha means all the unreal attributes caused by maya. And why does he add all the unreal attributes? Because from the Advaitic angle, the past positive attributes are also unreal. The negative attributes are also unreal. In which only the Advaitin differs from the Visishtadvaita system of philosophy. In the Visishtadvaitam, they point out that whenever we say Brahman is Nirgunam, it only means Brahman is free from any negative attribute. But Brahman has got all the positive attributes like power, compassion, love, beauty. So whatever past positive attributes we can think of, all of them are really present in Brahman. This is the Visheshtadvaita approach. Therefore, in Visishtadvaitam, total Nirguna Brahman is non-existent. It only means that dosha rahita Brahma. But all the virtues are, there is no doshas in that Brahman, but all the virtues are present. Whereas in Advaita we say, asesha maya visesham. Brahman has neither positive attributes nor negative attributes. Which means ever omnipotent, even omnipotence, omniscience, all of them. So, sarvajnyatvam, sarva ishwaratvam, sarva shaktimatvam. So, all the things, sarva shaktiman, sarvajnyaha, sarveshwaraha, they are all as unreal as the other negative attributes. So, Shankaracharya adds here, asesha maya visesham. And what is the clue for the Advaitin to see that, to say like this? On what basis can he say that? He has got the support of the Upanishads. Actually, we saw it in the Kathopanishad also. Anyatra dharmatim, anyatra adharmatim. Brahman is beyond dharma and adharma. And logic also supports us. Because as long as a thing has an attribute, it is always subject to modification because of increase or decrease in the attribute. And therefore we say it is asesha maya visesham. All positive and negative unreal attributes caused by maya pratyastha are not there in Brahman. So pratyastha means free from. So rahitam ityartha. So sarva guna dosha varjitam. Brahman is that which is free from all good and bad attributes. And pratyagrupam, and it is in the form of the very pratyagatma, the very subject, the sakshi, the observer. And pratyagrupam, atmarupam, or drikrupam. In drik drishya viveka, we have seen that earlier long ago. So drikrupam. And being the very subject, pratyagamyamanam. It's never objectifiable. It is true. It is never objectifiable truth it is by any thought. Any thought is achintyam. Achintyam means by any thought, beyond any thoughts. So it cannot be illumined. It cannot be objectified. It cannot be illumined, objectified, or known through any vritti jnanam. Any types of thought, whatever it is, one cannot grasp that. It is ever the unknown. It is never the known because it is ever the knower. It cannot be known. Therefore, so pratyayagamyamanam. And then what is its nature? Satya jnana ananta ananda rupam. Satya jnana ananta, in one word actually, which is of the nature of satyam, jnanam and anantam. Satya means pure existence. Not an adjective, this we have seen earlier, but existence as the very noun itself. And jnanam, jnanam is the consciousness, not as an adjective also, but as the very noun itself. And anantam, anantam means limitless. So limitless existence, consciousness. We have seen all these things in great detail earlier. That's why I'm not going to, spending time to explain them. We have seen all of them elaborately. So the student is only recollecting the teaching. So he is limitless existence consciousness. So satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. And ananda rupam, which expresses in the form of fullness in the mind. Ananda rupam, fullness in the mind. So ananda rupam yad brahma. So all these things when we learn, we have to trace them to the various words in the Upanishads. Or wherever some scripture are there. When you say Satya Jnana Ananta, then we should remember the Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahmanandavalli, second chapter, Satyam Jnanam Anandam Brahma. And then when you say Ananta, Ananda Rupam, then we have to take the third chapter, Bhrigavalli, Anando Brahmeti Vijanat, Anandadhye Vakal Vimani Bhutani Jayante. So that section we have to remember. Then only we will know that the whole teaching is extracted from the Upanishads. And such a Brahman I am, I should want up. Shloka 515. Nishkriyosmi avikarosmi, nishkalosmi nirakritihim, nirvikalposmi nityosmi, niralambosmi nidvayaham. So all these are all, again, Nididhyasana shlokas. To find whether a shloka is meant for Nididhyasanam or, you know, not, what is the criterion? Swamiji explains all these things in great detail. Whenever Brahma or Atma is described in third person or second person, that cannot be used for Nididhyasanam. Because it is saying Brahman is wonderful, Brahman is free, then what happens to me? That question will ask. Brahman is wonderful, what happens to me? I do not get the benefit. So no transformation will take in me at all by saying Brahman is great. My problem is what? I am miserable. That is the problem I have. Therefore, a transformation is required in the first person, not third person or second person. Therefore, wherever the first person singular is used while describing Brahman, all such shlokas, they are all Nididhyasana shlokas. And in Sanskrit, if the word aham or asmi, that is I or am, that occurs, then you can take those verses as Nididhyasana. So, mayyeva sakalam jatam. Why do we say it is also Nididhyasana shlokam? Because mayi. Mayi means again I, the first person singular. Now, in the previous three shlokas, the fourth line that was common, we found the word asmi. I am Brahman. So, in this shloka also, we see asmi mayam. But we should know the meaning of the word asmi. Asmi means I am. So, who am I? Not a miserable, helpless, poor jatakam, a person with a horoscope, with a miserable jatakam also, that too. That is the lot of ahankara. Jatakam belongs to what? Belongs to ahankara. Horoscope belongs to ahankara. Let my horoscope be miserable, but I, the Atma, I am different from that. Doesn't affect me. So who am I? Nishkriyahasmi. I do not have any karma at all. Therefore, no karma palam also. When I don't have any karma, where is the question of karma palam? And therefore, no, all these various, you know, the graha dosha, sani dosha, rahu dosha, all those things, they don't affect me. Because all planets, they don't influence us. Planets indicate our karma palam only. Biggest confusion is what? People think that astrology says the planets influence our life. So, when I do not have any karma, where is the question of karma palam at all influencing me? Where is the question of astrology affecting me at all when I have no karma at all? And again, me means what? Atma, the me, Atma me. What about ahankara? It will be affected, definitely. Ahankara will be affected. And doing prayaschitta from ahankara's standpoint is perfectly fine. From the Atma angle, prayaschittam is not required at all. From ahankara angle, prayaschittam will certainly work. But any amount of prayaschittam cannot remove all the astrological problems. One problem will go, another planet will come. They are all rotating all the time. And for example, Shani might go, something else will come. They are rotating. So, we don't say prayaschittam does not work. We say it can only alleviate to some extent. But ahankara can never be absolutely free from the influence of the karma. Whereas I, the Atma, am nishkriyaha, actionless. Why? Because avikaraha asmi. I am free from all modifications or changes. Because action involves a change. Chalanat, chalanatmakam is karma. So the very definition of karma is chalanatmakam karma. To do any karma, the body should move. For vachika karma, the mouth would have to move. For kayika karma, body has to move. And for manasa karma, the mind has to move with thoughts. So atma is motionless, where is the question of any karma attributable to atma. So nishkalosmi, I am free from all divisions. Subject, object, instrument division I am free from, or any division. I don't have sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bedas. All those things are not there. And nirakritihi, I am free from any form. So, in all these statements, we should remember the meaning of the word I. Is neither the body nor the mind, but atma. I means that consciousness. And when we say consciousness, we have to remember all the four points regarding consciousness. This also I have told many times earlier, I am not going to repeat again. So, nirvikalpaha asmi, I am free from all types of vikalpas. The triputi, we can take it. The word nishkala and nirvikalpa, they are almost synonymous. So, how to differentiate that? Nishkalaha, we can take it as sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bedarhitaha. and nirvikalpa can be taken as triputi rahitaha. Subject-object instrument division. I am free from that. Therefore only I am nityosmi. I am eternal. Nityaha asmi. And niralambaha asmi. I am without any support. Alamba means saramana support. I am without support. That can be seen negatively also and positively also. There is nobody, for example, there is nobody there to support me. You know, people have all that feeling. I am miserable. I am helpless. I am agati. All kinds. I am dependent on a few people. They let me down. That is one way of saying that I have no support. I am without support. Or I am supportless because I do not need a support. I am the ultimate support of everything. So, if I am looking at myself from ahankara angle, then I have to take the support of the Lord all the time. That is why from ahankara drishti, bhakti is the only solution. Because ahankara will have eternal problems. That is what two avatarams showed. For Rama, only problems all the time. What about Krishna? Problems from birth itself. So ahankara can never be free from problems. And ahankara is always helpless because it is too feeble to face the mighty universe. The limited body, mind, intellect, what can it do against the mighty universe? Therefore, from ahankara standpoint, ahankara angle, bhakti alone is the solution. All the time I should remind myself, Bhagavan is there to support me. I am helpless. Lakshmi Narasimha Mamadehi Karavalambam. Actually, Shankaracharya himself wrote that shloka. The very same Shankaracharya who said, I am the support of the whole universe, that Shankaracharya writes, Lakshmi Narasimha Mamadehi Karavalambam. Take me by holding my hand. From ahankara angle, bhakti is the solution. From atma angle, we do not require any support because first of all, problems are not there. And secondly, I am the ultimate support of everything. I do not require any support. It is from the Atma angle Shankaracharya looks now. Therefore, Niralambaha. I am the supportless support of the universe. And Nirdvayaha. I am non-dual, without a second. That I am, that Chaitanyam, I own up. Shloka 516. Sarvatmakoham sarvaham sarvati toham advayaham kevala kandabodoham anandoham nirantaraham. This is also another Nididhyasana verse. So what is the proof? Aham. In the previous one, it is asmi. Here it is aham. He is saying aham everywhere. So we said aham, asmi, all these first person singular when it comes, they are all Nididhyasana shlokas. So, aham sarvatmakaha. I am the atma of everyone, everything, the whole creation. So, I am the essence of the whole creation. And in fact, sarvoham, I am the whole creation. So, what is the difference between the two? When we say, I am the essence of the creation, there can be a sense of duality may be hinted. So, there is something called the creation and there is something called the essence. And the essence of the creation, if you say, take two essences, you know, two is there. After you remove the essence, what is left behind? You know, when we take the juice in a sugar cane, what is left behind? So one might think that way. So that remnant would be there. So the usage of the word essence may convey the idea of duality. Therefore, first he says, I am the essence of the world. And next he says, in fact, there is no question of I being the essence of the world, I am the universe. Like saying, water is the content of the wave. Wave is one and the content of that is water inside it. That idea will come when we say that. So first we say water is the content of the wave, water is the truth of the wave, then we say water itself is the wave. Similarly, aham sarvaha, aham. Again, sarvatitaha also. So when we say that I am everything, then the question will come, so all the problems belonging to the world will belong to me also. Because we say, I am everything. That means whatever impurity is there in the world will also belong to you. So Shankaracharya, he says, even though I am everything, I am not affected by everything, I am beyond everything. Just like I myself am the dream world, and I am beyond the dream world also. So the dream example comes everywhere in Vedanta. What does it mean? Dream world is an unreal manifestation of myself. Similarly, I am beyond the world means what? This world is me only. But it is an inferior or unreal manifestation of mind. Exactly like the swapna, the dream, is an unreal manifestation of mind. Therefore, sarvatmaka, sarvatmakoham, sarvoham. That indicates the immanent nature of mind. And I am transcendental. And what happens? I am transcendental. I am in and through everything. I am untouched by anything. And sarvatitoham advayaha. Advayaha, we have seen this earlier, non-dual. Advayaha, non-dual. And kevala akhandabodoham. Kevala akhandabodoham. I am the pure, undivided consciousness. Akhandabodaha. Akhandabodaha means undivided consciousness. Kevalaha. Kevalaha means pure. So I am the pure, undivided consciousness. So if consciousness, for example, if it is taken as an attribute of the body, then it will be divided consciousness, because as an attribute is that there is in this body, it is also in another body, and in between we don't have consciousness, because if it's an attribute of a body, between two bodies there is nothing, so that it won't be there. Therefore, it appears to be divided. So Shankaracharya says, it is a divided attribute, but it is an undivided substance, which is there in the body and which is there outside the body also. That is how, understand Advaitam, it's all so intricate. If I do not experience, it is not because of the absence of consciousness, but it is because of the absence of a medium for its expression. Therefore, I am all-pervading consciousness. And anandoham, I am ananda swarupaha, not experiential pleasure. We have to again understand this very clearly. Ananda swarupaha means not experiential pleasure. Experiential ananda can never be atma. Experiential ananda is always a reflection. It is unreal ananda, reflected in the mind. Therefore, whenever we talked about atmananda, it is never an experience. That is why Swami Dayananda, he always says, never use the word bliss for atmananda. Because the word bliss in English indicates experiential pleasure. An experiential world, all those words like joy, bliss, beatitude, anything which will convey experience, never should be used for atma ananda. We should use a non-experiential word. And that is why we generally translate this as purnatvam. Ananda, we translate this as purnatvam, fullness. Therefore, I am ananda swarupaha asmi. That means, looking at myself, I do not miss anything in life. There is nothing that is lacking in me. I don't miss anything. You know, in Tamil, there is a beautiful song, Kurai Ondrum Illai. There is nothing lacking. It should not be only in the song, it should spring from one's mind. I have no kurai at all. I don't lack anything. Aham purnosmi. Aham triptosmi. And what about ahankara? This is for atma. What about ahankara? Ahankara means always incomplete. Atma means always complete. Ahankara means always incomplete. I, the atma, am ever full. Therefore, anandoham nirantaraha. Nirantaraha means what? Without any gap in between. Homogeneous. Gapless consciousness. Na vidyate antaram yasyasaha nirantaraha. So that gapless consciousness I am. Without any gap in between. Anandoham nirantaraha. Nirantaraha means without any gap. That anandam I am ever full. We'll stop here today and we'll continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. Yo vedadav swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya ya parasamaheshwarah sri krishna arpanamastu narayana. Okay.